This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Well, it will be win or go home for the Celtics tonight as they play a must-win Game 5 in Miami against the Heat. The Celtics are down 3-1 in the series, and if history's any guide, it doesn't bode well for Boston. Only 8 teams in NBA history have ever rallied back from a 3-1 hole to win a series. Now, that said, the Celtics pulled off 2 of those comebacks, and stranger things have happened. Just think back to the 2004 Red Sox, right, Bill?
Spoken like an unusually optimistic Boston fan.
There we go.
Yeah, hey, enjoy it until the bell rings.
And, of course, that's Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, who's here to talk a little bit about sports. Bill, the Celtics, big emotional win in Game 3 with Rajon Rondo dislocating his elbow, only to return minutes later to help lead the team to victory. Then in Game 4, close. They looked like they had a chance. They sort of fell apart in overtime.
Well, they looked like they had a chance until the overtime, and then the Heat came out running, scored a couple of quick baskets, and that was pretty much that. And that, to me, was a bit of a snapshot of the series. When one team is running constantly and looking as if their legs are not getting tired, and the other team is running in spurts and looking as if, in some cases, their legs are very tired, you got to go with a team that looks younger and stronger. That having been said, I did not get into this business in order to prognosticate, in part because I'm very bad at it. I get into it for the writing part. And so don't pay any attention to my predictions.
So I can't ask. So to ask you, in other words, are they gonna do it? Are they going to pull out 3
well,
in a row against Miami?
That's why they play the games. Nobody, you know, and of course, if they do win 3 in a row against Miami, there will be people who will trot out 11 reasons why it happened and why they knew it would happen all along.
Right, of course.
So we got to be ready for that,
They knew it was going to happen all along. But there's something, I don't know if sad's the right word, but passing of an era. I mean, a lot of people are talking about the big three, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen. They just look like a little less
well,
big.
Well, this is the second manifestation of the big three here in Boston, a different big three a few years ago that won several championships. But this is the nature of sports. You get old by the time you're getting into your 30s. It's a sad story, but it's a true story, and it's true throughout sports, and we are seeing it now, I think, with Kevin Garnett and to some extent, of course, with Shaquille O'Neal, who hasn't really even been able to contribute.
Old in your mid-30s. What does that say about us, Bill?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, good. We'll move on. The playoff outlook seems a lot brighter for the Boston Bruins, who kick off the Eastern Conference Championship this Saturday at the Garden against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Mm-hmm. How do these two teams match up?
Well, they both have great goalies, and of course it is a great goalie who's gotten Boston as far as they've gotten.
Tim Thomas.
Tim Thomas doing everything but stand on his head in order to keep the puck out of the net. He's been great fun to watch. The big concern, of course, with Boston is Patrice Bergeron, who suffered a concussion last Friday. That would be bad enough, but, you know, I've been doing my homework today. This is the third or fourth or something concussion. It's never entirely clear, especially years back when people were paying less attention to this than they are now. But he's been knocked out. He was knocked out for most of a season with a concussion several years ago. So you never like to see this. You wonder when he can come back. And of course, you know, you wonder when he ought to come back, given the risk to his health later on.
Yeah. Patrice Bergeron, of course, the Bruins star center. Talk a little bit
12
more.
12 points in 11 playoff games. It doesn't get much better than that. So he's a hard guy to replace.
He will be missed. Talk a little bit about Tim Thomas's goaltending, such a huge factor in the Montreal series. Is it realistic to think he can keep that up?
Well, the phenomenon of the hot goaltender is one that's common to hockey fans, and it happens from time to time, and it tends to happen in streaks. So the Bruins can only hope that this streak goes on not only for this series, but into the next one as well. If it does, you know, having beaten Montreal and having looked as strong as they have looked so far against the Flyers, beating them, yeah, why not? I mean, why not us, as the saying went in baseball circles around here not too long ago.
Before we let you go, Bill, we want to talk a little bit about what's coming up this Saturday on Only a Game. I understand you've been talking with the sports writer Robert Lipsight. What makes him so unique?
Well, the thing that makes Robert Lipsight particularly interesting, besides the fact that he's had a very long and illustrious career as a sports writer, is that he has seen himself as an outsider. He He said at one point in the book that he recently wrote, sports writing isn't the oldest profession, although it is sometimes conducted that way. And he sees himself as not part of what he calls that group of Lodge brothers who tend to be writing about sports because they love the games, they love the athletes. They are inclined, as the old phrase has it, to god up the athletes. Not for lip sight. He takes a longer view.
He's sometimes a bit of a reluctant sports writer.
A bit of a reluctant sports writer and a bit of a skeptic, and it's a healthy attitude, I think. And it'll be great fun, I think, for people to hear what he has to say on the show on Saturday.
Well, Bill, forgive me. I don't think you'll mind me saying this, but this this seems like the kind of sports writer that you might identify with.
I hope so. I aspire to identify with precisely that sort of sports writer. Thank you, Anthony.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure as well. Thank you.
That's Bill Littlefield. He talks sports with us on most Wednesdays. And, of course, he's host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear right here on WBUR Saturday morning at 7 and again at 7 in the evening. Thanks again, Bill.